Yeah, the body has been laid to rest today at Kokoro at around noon East African time, and it has been a family affair. People have not been allowed to go near the grave, according to my colleague Nathan Etengu, who has attended the burial ceremony. And the government of Uganda has been represented by the Vice President, Mr. Gilbert Bukenya, who read the President's speech emphasizing reconciliation.
Now, talking about reconciliation, Haruna, how come the President of the Republic of Uganda did not attend the event?
As we talk right now, the President of Uganda is in London on official duties. He left on Saturday morning. Maybe that's the reason why he has not been able to attend the burial.
You recall that the President last week said that he was allowing the body of late President Apollo Milton Obote to be buried in Uganda so as to usher in what he characterized as national political reconciliation, not only with late Dr. Milton Obote, but also with the other political adversaries who have been living outside of the country. Do you get the sense that this sincerely is a sort of national reconciliation, or is this reconciliation only limited to what some have characterized as to the casket of late Dr. Apollo Milton Obote?
Everybody can interpret the President's speech the way he wants, because there are already conflicting signals that have been sent. As much as the President is talking of reconciliation and also inviting all people who have run away from this country on political cases to come back. Just yesterday we saw a letter which he wrote to the chairman of the cabinet meeting, which was supposed to sit last week, saying that one of his political opponents, when he comes back, he will have to face some criminal charges. We are specifically talking about Dr. Kizza Besigye, who contested for the post of presidency in the last presidential elections and later ran away from this country, who is in South Africa and is expected in this country on the 26th of this month to come back and register as a voter and then contest in the presidential elections scheduled in 2006 March.
Does the letter suggest that as soon as Dr. Kizza Besigye lands at Entebbe International Airport, the government will arrest him?
It is not yet clear whether as soon as he steps in the country will be arrested, and the charges are not known.
I read in one of your newspapers that the Director of Public Prosecutions has said categorically that he does not have any file on Dr. Kizza Besigye's case. In what capacity do you think the Ugandan president is writing this letter to the Deputy Prime Minister? Is it also possible that he, on the one hand, is talking about reconciliation, but on the other hand, really, this may very well be an illusion?
Yeah, it might be an illusion, but I think there is also fear that I may not be in need of a political competition. That's why he's writing this letter. And if the Director of Prosecution says that he has no file against Dr. Kizza Besigye, then this raises more questions.
Why would the President fear Kizza Besigye?
In the last presidential elections, the most potential person who caused, I think, a sleepless night to the President was none other than Dr. Kizza Besigye.